This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see the release over the weekend of how many drugs were in Tom Petty's system?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was kind of sad. But I guess he'd just broken his hip.
Yeah, but would you have three different fentanyls in there?
Oh, I didn't see.
Three different types?
That's pretty sad.
Along with Oxy? All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And then sedatives in his system. They claim that over the weekend it was released that Tom Petty died of an accidental drug overdose.
Yeah, with Oxycontin and fentanyl.
Three different types of fentanyl. I didn't know there was three different types.
I didn't either. I never even heard about fentanyl until like the last few years anyway.
Yeah.
It's become a thing. Somebody else's autopsy report came out, too. Oh, I remember. It was the guy who flew that plane, that little sports Piper plane. Remember the high-speed plane?
Yeah, the baseball player.
Yeah, they released his autopsy as well. And he, too, had some, what was it? Like, he had a little bit of trace of Ambien in there.
Yeah.
And a couple of other things. Do you remember what they were?
No, I don't. I saw the story over the weekend, but I don't remember exactly what he had. But it was a cocktail.
Yeah, it was too.
Yeah, and with the Tom Petty thing, here's what's so sad about the Tom Petty thing too is that when I first heard that Tom Petty had passed away, you know, we all thought that it was a heart attack, right? So it's like, okay, it's his time to go. Then when you find out that it was a drug overdose that was accidental, you realize that it didn't have to happen. It wasn't like that he got fell over with a heart attack. It was you know, induced by him because he'd taken all these drugs. So it makes it even more sad.
But haven't you ever done that? Well, I know, because, see, I have these pills in here. And you've seen me do this. And I have these pills in here. These are that Elysium, which is the metabolic repair and optimization pill. And I've done that before when I said, do you remember if I took those? Have I not said that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't remember if I took them or not.
Yeah, and that happens with medication because it does mess with your head.
Right.
And
well, this
you
doesn't
don't remember.
Mess with your head.
No,
but
that doesn't. But I'm just saying because, you know, back when I had my knee surgery, I had to take all these different painkillers.
Right.
And you wouldn't remember, like, okay, did I take it, you know, just now? Did I take it 2 hours ago? And you get it all mixed up. And then when you add alcohol to that, it just... it's all screwy.
But, I mean, if it's that easy for me to be sober taking, like, this multivitamin and not remembering, can you imagine, it, like you said, I mean, you're on painkillers and a little bit of alcohol. There's no way you remember.
Yeah, and with Ambien, too. Ambien is such a crazy drug because you don't remember anything. You take Ambien and you don't, you go to bed, you wake up the next day, you don't remember anything. It is a mind eraser. So you wouldn't know if you took it or not. You don't even know if you fed your dogs. You don't know. You don't even know if you ate dinner.
You know,
you have no idea what you did.
Why would you take that?
It's so weird.
See, that would make me panic.
I would never do it again.
I would never want to take that because I would panic. Like, what did I do last night?
And at that point, you know what you start thinking too, Jamie, is you start thinking that I'm going to take this and I'm going to lose all control. And that's scary if you think about it because, you know, we've heard stories of people that go out and drive their car, they're naked and all kinds of stuff going on. And you really do. You lose all control of everything. You don't remember anything.
Well, especially if you have kids, there's just no way. There's no way. If you're in charge of children in your house, you could never take that stuff.
It's the craziest stuff. And they should just outlaw that stuff.
Somebody else was calling for that. Over the weekend.
They really should. I don't even know why it exists because you can buy, like, you know, take Benadryl or take Tylenol PM or something of that nature to make you sleep. You don't need something like this.
Somebody else was talking about that over the weekend. I forgot what it was, but it was a whole thing that went viral and people were like, do you have any success stories about Ambien where you're like,
none.
Thank God I went to sleep. I woke up. I felt fantastic. It's changed my life. Nobody has any good stories about Ambien. And it said, post them here if you do.
I understand why painkillers are out there because people are in pain and they have to take them. I don't understand the Ambien at all. I took it. I know. And there was no rhyme or reason for that junk.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. And so we should post that, Sean, because I thought that was a really good survey over the weekend. Uh-huh. It's like, has Ambien, is it really a great drug that's changed your life? Like, you're sleeping, and it will make you sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like my sister who took it, and then they videotaped her eating cereal in the pantry.
I will say
she
this.
She doesn't want to live like that.
You don't. I will say this, though, with Ambien. You sleep, and then when you wake up, you don't have that groggy feeling. You know the grogginess that you get
but
with...
But you don't know what you did! Yeah.
But you don't know what you did for about 10 hours.
My sister has a... They have a blackmail tape against my sister of her eating in the pantry Fruit Loops.
I have no idea.
Right?
It's crazy.
You guys, my mom tried to get in the shower with my wife and I over the weekend, last weekend.
Yeah.
And has no memory of it.
Yeah. Imagine if she were on Ambien. That was funny, huh?
That's good.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.